Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
But what about this? Dublin hotel prices are broadly in line with other international competitor destinations. That's one of the conclusions, just, of a new report commissioned by Fáilte Ireland into Dublin hotel pricing. The report, which does not find evidence of price gouging, it says, also notes that there is significant undersupply in the Dublin hotel market. Joining me now to discuss this is President of the Irish Hotels Federation, Michael Magner. Michael, you're very welcome indeed to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac, and good evening to your listeners.
What are the key findings here?
So the report that was commissioned by the department and carried out by Fáilte Ireland, the independent report, I suppose, was carried out given the level of commentary in relation to Dublin hotel prices, particularly around large events. And today's independent report by Fáilte Ireland is very relevant, Cormac, in that it provides a thorough analysis of what's at play in the market. Mm. And essentially what the report is saying, that Dublin hotel prices, as you correctly pointed out, are comparable to the rest with European destinations within our competitor set. So just for your listener, just to explain what those competitor set destinations are, we're talking about cities like Amsterdam, Prague, Edinburgh, Berlin, Copenhagen and Belfast. And this is particularly important because at the very same time when tourism business costs here in Ireland are among the highest in Europe, and let me give you some examples of where the report alludes to that. It refers to the levels and cost pressures that they're, in fact, they're getting worse, and that tourism labour costs are among the highest in Europe. Bear in mind that 34 to 45% of all hotel turnover goes on payroll costs. Borrowing for SMEs are among the highest rates in Europe. And, you know, construction costs as well in Dublin are among the fifth most expensive out of 24 European cities that were analysed in the report.
Okay, so, so
and just recently in September, we saw a 50% increase in the VAT rate.
Yeah, okay. And that's been well vented, the VAT rate issue and costs of running a business, any business, but especially in hospitality, have been well vented on this program as well as others. But there is no evidence, is that what they're saying, of price gouging in Dublin hotels? I think some people might find that surprising, Michael.
Well, look, the report is what it says, and it has arrived at a set of conclusions. But what the report does identify is there are times throughout the course of the year where occupancy has surpassed 95% in Dublin in particular. And that's listed as what's called a compression night. And in that situation, effectively, Dublin is full. But to give an example, again, last year, Bruce Springsteen played a concert in Dublin on the 5th of May, and occupancy surpassed 90% on that particular evening.
And prices
and
go
the
up
average
then.
The average daily rate was €260 because demand was clearly higher.
Is that not
than
price
what
gouging
availability
then?
Was there. I wouldn't accept that as price gouging.
Well, are we down to definitions then?
Well, I think €260 for a night of a large international artist playing in Dublin is very good value. And by contrast,
well, why
by the way,
the
week
go up
prior
at all?
To the guys, well, this is what comes down to then what's classified as dynamic pricing, Cormac, whereby when supply exceeds demand or particular times, prices are likely to follow. And we can see that not just in hotel prices. This is a reality of any, I suppose, product that's sold where demand exceeds supply.
Okay.
So airlines
can I put,
it, are
can
a great
I put this to you then?
This.
Can I put this to you? You call it dynamic pricing. I call it price gouging. Would that be unfair? And what's the difference then?
Well, the report that we're discussing this afternoon doesn't mention price gouging. It says, in fact, the opposite. But the reality of it is that at a price that a customer is willing to pay for a room, that for many, that represents value when you have large international events going on in a region or in a city. And of course, like Dublin that we're speaking about.
And St. Patrick's weekend as well. Mick has texted us to 51551. It says, Saturday of St. Patrick's weekend, hotels were robbery in Dublin. They said, as usual, it was down to demand. The cheapest I saw was over €300 and up to €1,500, says Mick. Now, how do you defend that?
Well, I don't know what hotel was charging €1,500 or whether it was a hotel or otherwise. And at the end of the day, personally, I wouldn't pay €1,500 to stay in any type of accommodation. Mm. But remember, St. Patrick's weekend, Cormac, is one weekend of the year. It's our national day of celebration. It's a day where Ireland goes on show for the rest of the world to see. And of course, pricing, if it exceeds demand, pricing then will be linked to that
so
as well.
If,
and that's important to
can,
say
can
to
I put
you.
This to you then? And, and you mentioned that the report says this as well, that we had higher compression nights, or where the occupancy rose up to or above 95%, I think, than other destinations of a similar nature or similar standing. So does that mean then that we're vastly undersupplied here in terms of hotel rooms as well?
That's a good question. So a compression night, as I said, points out to the fact that we're over 90%. But in Ireland, in Dublin, in 2023, there were approximately 20 compression nights in particular. And what that alludes to is that then for the other 340 nights of the year, there is availability of below those compression rates. So in that context, then there would be available accommodation stock at other various times throughout the course of the year. But when there is a high demand and large international events coming to any large international city, not just Dublin, the likelihood is demand is likely to exceed supply.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at hotel booking in Dublin now, just as I talk to you, and they are coming in around the 150 mark, 250 mark as well, depending on what you look at. But then people get really annoyed. I just wonder if you're burning goodwill in the hotel sector, even if there is high occupancy and if there is a special event on in the city, that you charge much higher rates than normal. Are you burning goodwill?
Look, I'd like to think not. I mean, the hotel industry has an outstanding reputation, Cormac, for providing exceptional hospitality. Ireland is a world-class provider of hospitality. Okay. We're applauded right across the world for giving incredible experiences, and that does cost money. And the cost of doing business in Ireland, the report suggests it, it's there in black and white. We are one of the highest cost economies in this country. So on occasion, where there are rooms higher than what you've just quoted, It also has to be taken into the average. And what we're talking about, in a way, is the average room rate as well that's applicable across the course of the year.
Well, I accept what you're saying about the average room rate, but the exceptional room rate, I can tell you one thing, is irking people. Julie says by text to 51551, €1,000 for two rooms in September for Coldplay, no breakfast or parking, says Julie. Another, taking my girls to a concert in Kilmainham in August, €420 without breakfast is the cheapest I can get. I suppose you're going to say, see answers above, Michael.
Well, I accept what your listeners are saying, and they're all very valid questions, but the report was commissioned, the findings are there, and unfortunately that's the situation that we find ourselves in, whereby we're operating in a market where supply sometimes can exceed demand.
Okay, we have a very fair listenership, and they might accept your rationale, Michael Magner, President of the Irish Hotels Federation. Let's see if they do. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. And listeners, you can text to 51551.